Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
We wait on you, oh, the Spirit.
great to be here tonight. Once again, it's Wednesday. I'm Terrence.
Excuse me, I'm Tanisha. Today is, what is today's date? I don't even know. November the 10th, 2021, 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And thank you for tuning in. We're excited to be here, even though I didn't know the date. But we're here in this date, and we're excited to see what the Lord has to say.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. The thing you ask, we are here. Why are you here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good question. Why am I here? Like, what am I here for? Like, what am I really here to do to satisfy everything about that I want to do in earth? Why am I really here truly trying to establish and do the will of God? And the will of God is not, if we look at the will of God, it's not just from a religious perspective. You know, the will of God is from a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not having a relationship with God, I mean, you can't get instructions and follow him, you know, properly. You can't walk in his will if you ain't listening to his voice. And so many of us are here and we don't even know why. We think we're here to just be a good mother. We think we're here just to be a good father, a taxpayer. You know, we think we're here, you know, to be a leader of a business. We think we're here, you know, for politics. We think we're here for our hood, you know. We think we're here just to do music or to act. You know, all of those are like things that we do here in the earth while we are here, but that's not why we are here. Ultimately, why we are here, especially as the body of Christ, we are here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of us. We are here to here for that, and having a heart to do that, it's a certain type of conditioning that one must have in order to live that out. In order to live that out, you first have to have a made-up mind. You know, you have to come into agreement with what God wills for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he uses all of us differently, but ultimately it's for all of us to seek Christ so that God gets glory. Period. You know, I'm a simple guy, and God has really given me a simple way of looking at things. Simplicity is key in my life. Keep it simple, and because when you keep it simple, you really move out a lot of ways of causing confusion. And because when you keep it simple, you know, it's more direct. It's sturdy, and it will stand and it will last. I don't care how you really dress up a house or what it looks like. If the foundation ain't solid, it ain't gonna last. It's not gonna stand. And so simplicity for me is foundational. You know, keeping it simple. What does God really mean? What does God really want out of my life? You know. Because in all actuality, when you look at it, every day we're coming short of his glory. So it ain't nothing about you that mesmerizes God to where he just be like, oh, I'm just going to do it all because of you. No, it's because of the blood. It's because of the decision that you made to accept Christ in your life that has validated us to be kingdom citizens, that has validated us to make moves and to do things here in the earth. It's definitely not anything in and of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We spend too much time wasting it. As my wife would say, truth be told, we spend too much time. We spend a lot of time talking around things, issues that we need to deal with, and then we'll play a card game where I'm just going to let the Lord handle it. You know, but the Lord handles things by inserting us into things so that we could be mouthpieces for it. You know, we have to be bearers of truth. We have to be ones not afraid to share certain things with people, regardless of how it might hurt them. And a lot of times the enemy comes in to try to say, you don't want to hurt their feelings. You don't want to say this because this, that, and other. You know, but, man, hurt their feelings and watch them move into a destructive place in their life. I mean, come on. I'd rather deal with someone's hurt feelings and they look attitude and me giving them truth about something and sharing something to them in love versus allowing them to just go reckless and just hit rock bottom. Especially if I had the opportunity to share and I didn't. You know, we got opportunities to share. We have platforms God has created for us to share on. God has given us a circle of people. God has placed us amongst people that are sharper than you. God has placed people around you that will pull from you. You know, that he's called for you to minister to. You know, to love on and to share with. Just love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, we really have to truly love one another unconditionally. Because we all faulty. We all got issues. We all got some type of hang-ups. But our focus ain't on that. Our focus is on Jesus. Our focus is on getting people to the feet of Jesus, man, so that their souls can be saved. Because he can do it. So how do we do this, Terrence? Man, just keep living. Keep seeking God daily. Keep seeking God. Keep seeking God. The ministry that God has given me is simple. It's love. It's faith. It's simple. And this is what I share. God has given all of us something. And whatever he's giving you, you work it. You work it to the glory of him, the edification of him. You know? And every resource that God gives you, you use it for his glory so that not only you benefit, but so many people around you benefit. And I remember my wife was sharing yesterday about, you know, we'll sit and talk about everything that's wrong, you know. But then you ask yourself, what are you doing to fix it? Like, why does your 2 cents matter so much inside these walls versus getting it out there and sharing with us, says the Lord? You know, because we were talking about how the school systems have changed and, you know, a lot of different things going on with the school systems. And we were complaining about everything that they are doing, but yet we ain't on a PTA board. We don't even know who our children's teachers are. We don't even know the principal's names. We don't even know their schedule because we are so busy focusing on everything else outside of the things that we need to be focused on. But it's good conversation. It's a real good conversation. And that's one thing that we do a lot of in the body of Christ is talk about. Bible teaches us not to only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. And if we know things, we need to be, God is holding us accountable to do these particular things as well. You know, we talk about we want change. We talk about we want this and we want that. But who are you putting it on? If God has given you revelation of these things, I kind of take that as like he's pointing you out as like, okay, I need you. I need you, I need you, I need you. He's put it on you to insert some type of part of who you are into it. Mm-hmm. Because we all don't share the same interests. We all don't have like the exact same, we have the same end goal in the process of things. We have different tasks. Mm-hmm. that are assigned to our lives. And we really need to take that more seriously. I myself included. We really need to take that more seriously, because I've really been thinking about it a lot lately, a lot more, you know, where God is talking about, you know, us being the head and not the tail, but yet and still, how is the tail leading the head? How is the tail giving the head instructions? And that's the world in which we're living in. We look really backwards right now. We just watching things happen. Then we'll say, well, you know, the Lord's going to work it out. But yet still, he's given you something to go do, but you won't do it. But yet still, Lord's going to work it out. Okay, what are you putting your hands to? The Red Sea could have been parted. God could have just miraculously broke the chains and freed everybody from Israel without Moses. But it's the order to things. And he's called us as believers to lead. We as the body of Christ, we are leading people to freedom when we share. We are leading people to the promised land when we do what God tells us to do. And we have to do what God tells us to do. Well, it's the best thing to do. It's the most beneficial thing to do. But I'm challenging all of us tonight. Get active. Get active. Whether it's in your local body, get active. Whether it's on your job, get active. Whatever God is calling you to do, get active. Do something. Do something. Just get active. Get it out there. Get what thus says the Lord. I said, God has a lot of creative ways when you listen, yield to the Spirit, that he will show you and teach you how to communicate things. He'll do it. But just get active. We need leaders. Everybody's looking for something to follow. Who's willing to lead, though? Even the followers want followers, but nobody wants to lead. Who's going to step out in this time? Because there are days coming. I'm not beating up on nobody tonight. I'm just sharing what's on my heart. I'm just sharing what's on my heart, and sometimes we need a tough talking. Again, I myself included, because I'm not excluded from anything, because I'm imperfect as well. There are things that I've been procrastinating on, and God is sick of it. You find yourself having the same conversation about things, but you ain't doing nothing about it. You're making every excuse in the world. Or coming up with all of these valid reasons to justify your non-involvement in things. You got to start. You have to start. It's just like you want to lose weight. You want to get in shape. You got to start working out. You make a decision, and then you physically got to do something. If not, it's going to always be an idea. And ideas don't come to fruition unless someone puts their hands to it, to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
for that idea to be birthed and come to life and be a thing in the earth. And God says that he made us in his image and after his likeness. So the thing, how our Father works, he said, let there be. He spoke a word. And it was. So begin to speak in your conversation. Quit talking about what everything that's wrong and be like, you know what? I'm going to start. Today is the day that I begin this. You got to start. So let's start doing something. Let's start doing something ASAP. It's urgent. And don't be worried about what people going to say, what people going to think. Because people going to say, hey, you know, that I don't believe God telling you to do nothing like that. God wouldn't tell you to do that. And then you'd be like, okay, well, I understand, you know, your point of view. But did you ask God about what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that when something is God-led and someone seeks him for it, the truth, or after he gives it, he'll confirm it. Because when you look at it, you'd be like, how is it God-led for him to send his only son to be sacrificed?
Mm-hmm.
How is that God led? Because we want to put God in this box. We want to put God in this particular place. God uses it all. God uses it all. And so tonight, check yourself. There's an old saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And we're in this season.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely in this season. We are in this season. And the enemy is running rapid, just trying to cloud your mind. He's trying to make you seem as if you're so busy you can't get nothing done. Because he got you focusing on the wrong thing. And then a lot of the things that you be doing, I mean, it's not a sin. But disobedience is. Disobey, see what happens. Keep making excuses, see what happens. Keep not being in the moment. And literally, you will end up not being in the moment. You know, because one thing about us as individuals, we get to a certain point of life and we don't want to change. You know, we've accepted how we've become who we are to this particular point. A lot of things about ourselves, you know, that we choose not to work on. Yeah, that's fine. But you can't say you can't change. That's the thing. Just say you choose not to change. It's not that you can't. You just choose not to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do anything through Christ Jesus. If the word says that, that means that can be done. He says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So in other words, God has to give you the okay to do things as well. I ain't talking about you finna grow wings and go fly because you want to. but everything that's within his will and within is an honest way of thinking, a truthful way of thinking, a real realistic way of thinking when it comes to how God operates. yeah, God can do anything, but it's just certain things that ain't gonna happen. I don't think you're gonna grow a propeller out of your forehead and fly like a helicopter. I don't see that happening. Haven't seen, and I don't think I will, you know. But when it comes down to your walk in life and identifying things about yourself, because we all have weaknesses, we all have shortcomings, and we got a lot of strengths. And a lot of times we tend to basically minimize our shortcomings and focus on our strengths. And sometimes our shortcomings, it could be small things, but small things carry over and they eventually become a big thing. Because if you have a issue with focusing, you know, everybody don't focus the same. Everybody, you know, got different levels of focus. Some people's attention span ain't no longer than my hair. And I'm bald. You know, that's how quick it is to get for their attention to go other places. You know. And then they'll tell themselves, you know, well, this is just how I am, you know. I think fast, I move fast. You know, I ain't never been one to just sit and focus on something. So now God is calling you to be a more focused individual. But yet and still you're talking about what you can't be because this is the way you've always been. And that's a lie that the enemy would get you to start speaking and telling yourself and putting out in the atmosphere. And the more you say it, that's what you're going to continue to get, because that's what you got faith for. You got faith in the fact that you can't. And so because the faith is in the fact that you can't, guess what? You won't. It's not that you can't. You're not putting your faith on your can. You got your faith on your can't. So when you begin to put your faith on your can, you will. But when your faith is on your can't, you won't. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a challenge. This is the Prophetic Grace Network Family Challenge tonight. Get focused. Do some work. Do something. Stop begging God all day, every day for something. Do something for him. Put some seed in the ground. Put some seed in the ground. Because it's time. God called you to create businesses and to work business. It's a lot of work that goes into businesses. It's easy to apply for a job and just be an employee, guys. But it's hard work being a CEO or owner of something. Because more responsibility comes with it. The scriptures even tell us that to whom much is given, much is required. The stakes are getting higher. Because God is giving you more. And in return, we got to give more. So in order to birth that idea, do some work. Put the work in. We can make all excuses every day about what I do it when I get this, or when this happens, that's when I start this. No, those are just more reasons to procrastinate. Those are more ways to cause to bring about confusion in your life.
Mm-hmm.
To have you start second guessing things. Well, maybe God didn't want me to do this first. Maybe He wanted me to do this. Maybe want and God is the author of confusion. It sounds like a good conversation with someone be like, yeah, you know, we just gonna pray about it. But yet and still they don't know that it's you every day. You're lazy. You're unfocused. You're scared. You're worried. You're unsure. Let's deal with the truth of it. And so that's our challenge. That's all I got.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Hebrews 4:12. That's today's scripture. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Mm-hmm. And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, for all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
You want to hear that of the Amplified?
Do. I got it right here.
Since for the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed and reveal to the eyes of him with whom we have to give account.
Absolutely. Mm. So you can't hide nothing from the Lord. You can hide something from me all day.
All day.
But God knows. But at the same time, you judge a tree by its fruit. Now, some of us get a little fruit and we get complacent, child. We get comfortable. But God got the whole garden for you. He don't want you just to hoard up on one area of the garden, man. And he said somebody else got to come and get that too.
Mm-hmm.
He got so much more for us. And so you can dress it up on the surface. But we are open and exposed to the Lord each and every day. He knows. That's why he don't need us to be trying to be him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need us to be trying to figure out what he's going to do in people's lives, or even in your own life. He just needs you to have faith in him and walk with him, to trust him all the way. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. We got all these corrupt systems going on in this world in which we live in. We got children out of whack. We got grown folk out of whack. We got so much going on that's totally opposite of what we believe in through faith, through the word of God. But yet still, most of us sit and compromise. Most of us sit and praise it as well. We make excuses for it. We say things like, oh, it's a phase. We say things like, God got it in control. We say things like, ain't none of my business. We have all of these reasons why we ain't doing nothing. We see pastors stealing money. We ain't saying nothing. We see people in the church just as wrong as two left shoes, but we ain't saying nothing. We see people in our own home doing things. We ain't gonna say nothing. We try to find ways to not deal with the things that God wants us to deal with. When Jesus walked this earth, Jesus said, I am about my Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I ain't got time for all the other stuff you're talking about. I already know what it is. I done seen it. I already know how to deal with it. That's what I came to do. Y'all can sugarcoat it however you want to. Y'all can say what y'all want to say about it, but I'm about my Father's business. So tonight, the challenge is, are we about truly about our Father's business? Or are we just about the business of the world as usual? We just trying to get back. I just want to get mad. But you don't want nobody else to be blessed? God has put so much in us as believers to share. And God has put people in our circles to share. If people are still in your circle right now and you are not giving them what God has given you, shame on you. Shame on you. Because you wasting their time. They need to be getting something. And you see things. God has shown you things. But yet you don't address it. Why? Why don't we work? Why don't we do it? So you know it's something greater that's trying to keep you from not doing what God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to be done. Period. So time out for excuses. It's time for us to really step up so we can step out. It's time for us to put this government in check. It lets this earthly government know that the government of heaven rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for this world to know who's in control. It is that time. And my prayer is that we all take our calls serious. Am I saying not have fun? No. Be who you are, but get focused. You can have a lot of fun on the road headed to your destination. You can play your music. You can stop and get some food. You can play games. That's just conversation. You got quiet times. You can do a lot, but you're focused on where you're headed to. There's difference in having pit stops in life and pitfalls. Pit stops, yeah, we come, we getting what we need and we heading on. But a lot of us end up in pitfalls because we get unfocused. I forgot I was supposed to get on up. Yeah. You got caught up now. But it's time. It may sound like I'm fussing. My wife said I'd be fussing. But
Not on here.
But
you'll be fussing on here.
I ain't even say on here though. I just said
I'm just providing clarity.
But it do be there. But it's because I care. You know, you wouldn't hear from me if I wouldn't be worried about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I am. If I'm silent, that's when you need to be scared or concerned.
You know, but it's a benefit for us to really take a more focused approach in our walk. And really asking God, how do you want me to live out the rest of these days that you have allotted me on this earth, because I don't know when it's up.
Mm-hmm.
But I act like it ain't gonna ever end. Think about how we move every day. We don't really be moving with a sense of urgency. Think about how you be moving if you know next Wednesday you won't be here. But between now and this time, you have to get these particular things done in order to get in. What? You talking about somebody focus? I got to get this done. But that's how we have to be. With every moment of our lives, we have to begin to live our lives with a sense of urgency to make a difference. A sense of urgency to be the representative of Christ. And I don't see us doing it. I don't see us doing it. I see a small group of people trying. But I don't really see us as a high percent of the body doing it. We're just casually just going on every day. Because half of us don't even believe that it's all real. So I got my job, got my roof over my head, got me some money, you know, I can just buy what I want to buy. You know, I'm good. Come on, man. That can be taken away.
I've seen it.
Then what? I don't want to go on that side of town. Da, 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 da. But you could easily end up on that side of town with those exact same people that you've been avoiding. We got a whole lot of hang-ups as believers. We got a lot of human hang-ups that we allow to distort how we're supposed to move as believers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time out. It's time out for it. If all you're thinking about is what you want from the Lord all the time, you're in the wrong race. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Jesus came giving. God said, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. What are we giving? Well, I make sure I give. I give my money. Man, it's not about the dollars. We put so, that's another worldly mindset. That's such a religious mentality. I give my money. I mean, your 10% is required.
Right.
We in the earth, you're not doing God a favor by giving him your 10%. You ain't, like, you need God's favor. He don't need yours. And so here we are living this life. And all we think and label giving as is money.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to it. What's more valuable than a dollar? Your time. So what time are you giving? What are you doing? Well, what are you giving your most valuable possession in life too. Your time. Are you giving your time to the things that your time that can really benefit from your time? We think money is just it for everything. The Bible, it says that money answereth all things. That's true. But it's not the only thing that you can give. Because I guarantee you, you line up me 10 people, 10 organizations, whatever, it doesn't even matter. And I guarantee you, if I didn't have the time to give to those things, that they would not deny my money. God bless you. We understand you ain't got the time, but we so appreciate that donation, though.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate your generous offering. But God is calling us. He gave me a phrase yesterday. I've done it so many times before, but I heard it loud and clear yesterday. He said, now it's time for sacrificial giving. Your giving should be a sacrifice. Sacrifice something. You claim you ain't got time? Sacrifice some time. Make the sacrifice. And he's going to bless you in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Oh, we get excited about this. But this is just the order of how it is. We need to be more excited about the giving than the receiving.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said he loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. Not just no joker sitting up here coming in, giving it. Huh. It's something I got to do. I'm just giving so I won't go to hell. You got people thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving so I ain't got to hear your mouth. I'm giving. Yeah, I can give more, but shoot. They ain't doing right by it, no way. Come on, man. Lord tells us, don't give grudgingly. Got a lot of angry givers out here. They claim up and down. They doing a good work. Hey, get out of here. God don't need your money. Again, God is really looking at how our faith posture is and how we respond to things and how we operate in situations. Because we always be trying to figure things out. But God has already worked it out. He just needs your yes. He just needs your yes. Because we open and expose to him. We can't hide nothing from him. You can't. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs had this song said, you can't run, you can't hide. You can't run and you can't hide. Come on. You can play games all day. But you still can't run and hide from the truth. If you want to be free from something, just accept the truth. Accept the truth. Accept the truth. And whatever that truth is about you, whatever that truth is about your situation, accept it so you can break free from it. I just come against the spirit of confusion tonight. Come against distractions. We come against slothfulness tonight. We come against disobedience tonight in Jesus' name. We come against procrastination tonight in Jesus' name. We come against indecisiveness tonight in Jesus' name. We come against an untamed tongue tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you that our ears are open to hear from you, Father. We thank you that our eyes see what needs to be seen, Father God. And we come against weakness, like just cowardliness. We bind that in the name of Jesus, because we know that through you, you are our strength, and we can do all things. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is rising up in us, Father God, that's giving us direction, that's giving us the strength that we need, that's making our purpose more defined to us. Father God, we thank you that we are thirsting. I mean, just thirsting after what is right. Mm-hmm. And we have a hunger for righteousness in Jesus' name, to where collectively we can come against the governments, the worldly governments that be. We can come against the powers that be in this earth. But you say that one could put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. But Lord, we just thank you that I just call in the billions right now. The billions of believers, the trillions of believers right now in the name of Jesus, that truly stand on the foundation of faith, that truly believe the word of God, that truly have a desire to serve you, Father God, that we begin to speak, that we begin to move, that we begin to do in the earth, that we begin to take charge and dominate and speak truth like a sprinkler system. Right now in the name of Jesus, saturating every area that we touch. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We call down those powers and those principalities. Right now in the name of Jesus, those people in high places, we call them down right now in the name of Jesus. Strip them right now of the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Strip them of their fake authority, their false sense of authority. We speak humility over them. Speak your grace. Speak your mercy. Right now in the name of Jesus. And we call forth leaders. True leaders.
Yes.
We call in those that you call right now to take their place. And to be those mouthpieces that are needed in this earth. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank you. We thank you for all our needs being met, Father God. I know we want a lot. We want a lot. But Lord, thank you for supplying the need. Thank you for giving us what we need. Hallelujah. And we pray that in return that we are used to give people what they need. Even if it's uncomfortable for us.
Mm-hmm.
We break that wanting to be comfortable. We break that mindset of always it gotta make sense to us. Want us to be joint heirs. You called us to be kingdom citizens. You called us to be ambassadors. Yes. So we're radical. You called us to stand out. And so tonight, Lord, we take our rightful place. We take our rightful place in the body. In Jesus' name. We take our rightful place. Amen.
Amen. That was powerful.
Hallelujah. It's 8 o'clock, so we're going to answer some calls. So we can get ready to clear it up. Randy, get ready, Larry. So if we get to you, we get to you. If we don't, we are still going to pray over you, however the Lord sees fit. But we're going to hear some voices tonight, and we're just going to share. First caller.
We got a prayer request that was texted in LaShun. It's her birthday, apparently.
Okay, happy birthday, LaShun.
So she asked that we pray for her because she's going out to eat for her birthday. And she'll try to call back in later and listen to the show. So let's pray for her. Yes, Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for LaShun, for another birthday, Father God. And just we just thank you for the it's like I see a road being paved where there was not a road. And Terrence and I, where we stay, we're seeing that a lot. You know, one day it's dirt patches with longhorns on it, and the next day it's cleared and there's the beginnings of a road, and the next thing it's paved, and then there's sidewalks and so on and so forth. Like, things get built and transformed, things change, the landscape changes quickly. And that's what I'm seeing with you. The landscape of your life is going to change quickly. The areas that were barren or appear to be barren that didn't have anything on it, God is going to build mighty things on it. But it's going to start with him just paving roads for you, because everything requires roads. If you build a church, you still have to have a road for them to get there. They can't be, you know, they can't teleport or come on a helicopter. So anything that has a building, right, requires roads to get to it, no matter if it's commercial or residential. They always do the road before they do the building. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm seeing, God paving roads for you. And then he's going to build things, ministries, businesses, all sorts of things, going to build them. And it's going to change the landscape of your life. So we just thank you for that, Lord. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
First caller, here's 954-580. Who are you speaking to?
Hi, tonight. This is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you tonight?
I am well. I'm giving God thanks. I'm pressing.
That
is good.
Good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Same here. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Right. Let's pray. All right. Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We thank you for your omnipotence being displayed through her life. And Lord, we just thank you for giving Carolyn the it's not the gall. I don't want to say the gall, but giving Carolyn like it's a different type of strength that I'm seeing, but it's dealing with like a charisma. It's like you walking in a higher level of assurance and in knowing what you know, you know. You're not cocky with it, but it's confidence. It's a different level of confidence that I'm seeing you walking it, like walking in life with, mm-hmm. a different level of confidence. You begin to see yourself differently. In other words, you begin to see yourself the way God sees you, and when you really begin to see yourself the way God sees you, you begin to be more confident.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with the confidence, you become more compassionate with people, because you will see everything about you that's flawed. But then you'll see how much you need God and how much he comes in and it makes everything right. So he brings that peace.
Mm-hmm.
That surpasses all understanding. It's a simple gospel. The simple gospel. Lord, we just thank you for simplicity, of being elevated in Carolyn's life, to where you're not gonna feel like you need a lot to do a lot, because you really don't. God is making it to where you don't have to have a lot to make it, to do a lot of things. what to get a lot done. That's what I'm saying. Simple things. There's power in simplicity. There's power in keeping it simple. I'm a boxer fan. I love watching boxing. And one of the simplest techniques and the most effective punch you can throw is the jab.
Mm-hmm.
You learn to throw a good jab. You keep that jab simple and consistent, and you'll be there in the end. Because it may seem like the jab ain't doing nothing and you want to go for this major punch and da-da-da. No, keep the jab out there. The jab is doing what it is designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
The jab is a powerful weapon, but it's a simple throw. It's a simple punch. But if you use it consistently and you use it right, you will be effective. And I see you being more effective with the simple things, by using the simple things, keeping it simple. That's what I got for you guys.
I see, like, the boldness. Like you were saying, when you said gall,
mm-hmm.
like other people would say the gall,
mm-hmm.
because they would just be, you know, so shocked by your boldness. But that's what I see. I see you becoming bold, very bold in who you are, your confidence in who you are. I was talking to somebody today, matter of fact, and they were telling me that they've reached a point in their life where they really just don't care what people think about them,
mm-hmm.
and that it's given a boldness. And they were telling me, they were like, I don't know if I'm like, if I need balance, because like I just feel like a whole different person. And I'm like, no, it's because when you know who you are, when you know who God made you to be, can't nobody tell you nothing. I mean, they can, but it's not going to have any effect on you. It's just empty words. Just, it sound like Charlie Brown's mom on a Peanuts movies. Wah, 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 wah. Like, we never knew what she was saying. And that's how it sounds to you. Like, it's a bunch of gibberish. It's nonsense. It just has absolutely no value, and it just doesn't stick. And that's what I'm seeing with you, where you're going to become so bold in who you are that's what it's going to sound like when somebody, when you hear something that says opposite of what God has told you, about your mission in life, about your, you know, your purpose, it's just going to be like, wah, 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 like you don't even hear it. And people are going to be like, the call, like, I told her that no, and here she is still trying. Because there's going to be a boldness that you get when you like know that you know that you know that you know. The boldness is it can't be denied, because somebody, a human, could sit there and tell you it's not going to happen, and you'll be like, oh, okay, and you'll still take the steps necessary to make it happen. And people, you know, people get in their pride, especially when people have a little title or power or something. They be like, how dare you, you know, not listen to me or defy me or, you know, not take what I'm saying serious. And it's like, but you don't have no final authority. You have man-given authority. Mm-hmm. And if God be for me, who could be against me? Your little man-given authority doesn't supersede what God has told me and what God has said he's going to do or it's already done. And God don't lie. What you're saying is lies. You just don't know it yet. And when God show up and show out, you will discover it at that point. And so I'm going to treat it like such, that that's a lie and what God said is true. So that's what I'm seeing. Like, you're just going to become very bold. And it's going to throw some people off, but they need to see that. They need to see it in action to have an understanding of how as believers we are to operate, that we're not of this world. We're just in it. And that we answer to a higher authority that supersedes this little earthly authority. And God's going to use us as believers to really set that example. And I see God really moving in your life in that area. So Lord, I thank you for Carolyn, Father God, the boldness, the brazenness, and the confidence in you to where when you say it, you speak it, nothing can deter her. Nothing's going to shake her confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to cause her to have any doubt or fear that she's going to go full steam ahead, because she already knows who she serves, and she knows that once you said it, that's just it. So we just thank you for that, and we just pray that the people who witness it in her life, whether they're witnessing it because they're rooting for her or whether they're witnessing it because they're rooting against her, that they will get the revelation that surely you are the true God. Just like when Nebuchadnezzar threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the pit of fire, and when they came out, even he had to acknowledge that they served the true God, even though the act that he did was against them, because he felt they defied his authority, because they were bold and because they said they didn't care and because they went in gladly. It was a testimony to him to change his heart, and it gave you glory, and he recognized that you were the one true God. So use Carolyn Fife to do that as well. To those who are either for her, doesn't matter if they're for her or against her, if those who have sight to see what's going on in her life, let them acknowledge that you are God and that you are operating in her life, so that they can come into the fold and come into the body of Christ. And we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you both for that encouraging word. I'm in a season where I'm asking God for that boldness. I'm actually asking him for clarity of vision and purpose to just be everything that he created me to be. So he's revealing a few things to me. I haven't really gotten the full picture as yet, but I'm really encouraged by this word, because it does resonate, because I can already relate to aspects of it. So I'm giving God thanks in that regard. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. And can you just kind of pray for me in regards to God just giving me wisdom in all spheres of life, because I really want to start doing the will of the Lord. I want to align my goals to what he wants for me, everything, career-wise, finances. I'm thinking about a few financial ventures. I don't want to do anything without God. I just want to put him at the forefront. So I'm asking for wisdom in regard to that, God revealing what I need to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we just thank you right now for the wisdom. We thank you for the reverential fear, first and foremost, Father God, in her life, because we know that that is the beginning of wisdom, and she has that, Father God. And so your word says, ask and we shall receive. And Lord, just give her what she desires, the wisdom, and give her the understanding that no matter what we do as people, because we're people and we make mistakes, and you're always with us. You're with us in the decisions that line up, and you're with us in the decisions that don't line up. But the beautiful part about our walk is that even when we believe that you wanted us to make a move and you didn't, because we are walking with you, you will redirect us to where we need to be. And so help her to just always stay walking with a clear heart, and give her the peace to just make decisions and say, I know that God is with me. I know that God is, you know, it's going to all work out. So even if I make a detour, that on that detour, I'll minister to somebody, or on that detour, I'll meet a lifelong friend, or that detour, I'll meet somebody who will be, you know, pivotal in what I'm trying to do on my next. So there's never any wrong per se. There's never any loss, that even when I steer off course, I'm still gaining. And so we just thank you for that, Father God, and just give her understanding of things, and discernment to be able to identify when something looks good and has a rotten core, or even if something doesn't look so good but has a pure core. Teach her how to have vision for things, not to just look on the outside, because even you don't look on the outside. Your word says you don't look on the outside, you look at the heart. That's how you judge things. You judge by the heart, because people can appear to be good, but they really have bad motives, and even situations could look like they are beneficial and they will not be. And a situation could look like it's shaky and be the best thing that happens to us. So give her the ability to see the heart of matters through wisdom, through knowledge, and through understanding. And give her the bold confidence of knowing that you're always with her. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't I mean, we always, of course, want to line up to your will, but it doesn't matter if we steer off course with a good intention, because we're going to get back where we need to be anyway. You'll just reroute us to where we need to go, because you know that our desire is to please you, and you know our desire is to be in your will, but we're also human and prone to making mistakes. So give her that confidence of saying, I'm doing it, and the things that I do, I feel good about them. I'm proud of the things I do, and I trust God. So I could be starting off thinking I'm doing this and then end up over there. And then people say, well, how did you end up over there? Because I walk with Christ, and this is where he wanted me to be. I thought at that time I was supposed to be over here, but God had other plans, and so I ended up over there. But no harm came from it, because he made all things work out for my good. So we just thank you for that all. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you both. Have a wonderful night.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful night as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller is 405-250. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Terrence, it's Misha. This is Lucretia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing good.
Good. I haven't talked to y'all in a while.
Yeah, so we haven't talked to you in a minute.
Yeah, this life been moving.
It's all good. If you don't want food with us, all you gotta do is say it. Look, Terrence, please look. I ain't fooling with y'all right now.
Nah, that's not
what it is. Yeah, we know life happens, and it just is what it is. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Lucretia. We thank you for the, it's almost like the if you, I'm sure you heard the prayer that we did for LaShawn. It's like I see the path being carved out for you. Because, you know, sometimes we feel like, well, you know, we say God will make a way where there's no way. But then we'll get somewhere that has no way, and we're like, what's this? You know, the boldness leaves. Mm-hmm. Because the reality of where we're at, we're like, this looks hopeless. This looks like, you know, no man's land. It's like me and a buzzard. Like, what's going on? Instead of having the boldness. But I see God putting you in areas where it very well may look like it's no man's land and there's no where to go. But he's going to make the path. It's kind of like when he told Abraham, follow me. Abraham legit did not know where he was going. He just followed God. You know, God, he knew the path as he was on it. He didn't like have a yellow brick road to follow, like follow the yellow brick road. There was none of that. It was just follow me. And so God, that's where I see with you, where God is just like, follow me. And then there might be a little pit stop. And then you're like, whoa, what's this? There's nothing out here. And then, because of your faith, he's going to create the path. You know, when Moses took the children of Israel and they and Pharaoh said, you know what, fine, you could just leave. And they decided to leave, and Pharaoh gave chase. When they got to the Red Sea, there was no path. It really looked like they was about to go down, that Pharaoh's army was going to take them out, because now they were stuck, because here they are, the people, you know, pursuing them, and now they're, you know, in front of the Red Sea, that they didn't, nobody said they had ships and boats and all that. Like, it looked like they were out of there, but God created a path. Mm. And so that's what God is doing for you. You're going to have a Red Sea moment where it's going to really look like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I was all bold, like, yeah, I'm going to get here. And now I'm here. And now it looks like I'm about to go down, and God is going to create the path. And the way God did it with Moses, it was completely supernatural, because he created a path out of water, but the path was dry. The word says they walked on dry ground. They wasn't like stuck in the mud and trying to get through and couldn't get past because they're sinking. No, it was dry ground. And so that's what God is going to do for you. Just have the faith to follow and do what he says. And when it looks like, uh-oh, don't even worry about it because you already got what it takes to do what needs to be done. Just like Moses had the staff in his hand, he already had what was needed to create the path. Because with our walk with God, we got to do our part too. And so he used what he already had. God didn't like, a staff didn't like fall out the sky, or he didn't say, okay, go 5 paces to the left and find a staff. He already had it. All he had to do is be obedient, do what God told him to do, and then there was the path. And God got all the glory. Moses couldn't even get the glory if he wanted to. And that's what's going to happen with you. Going to have a Red Sea moment, and God's going to let you know you already got what it takes to get to the other side. You already got what it takes for the path to be paved. All you got to do is do what I tell you to do. That's it. That's easy. Terrence and I were talking about that earlier, how this younger generation of kids, they really don't like to follow instructions. They want to just follow what they think, but they don't know nothing. It's crazy. You'll tell them to do something.
Yes.
And they'll be like, they'll do something completely different. And then you'll ask, well, why did you do it that way? Because I thought that was better. How could you have thoughts on how to do something that you have not done before? That you don't have any, you know, you're not an expert at it. You're a whole child. But they'll roll with their thoughts. They're like really bold on their thoughts. Like, well, I figured this was a better way. How can you figure something with you ain't got no numbers? But you figuring like how? All you got to do is what you're told. That's so easy. Is to just follow the instructions. But so many people are like today's young generation. They don't want to follow instructions. They want to figure with no numbers. They according to their calculations with no math. And so God's going to use you to show people that if you just do what God tells you to do, you'll be where you need to be. Quit trying to figure it out. And all you got to do is follow the instructions. And sometimes, yeah, you might not get the instructions until 2 minutes before you need them. But you're going to get them. Because we're entering into a season as believers where our faith is really going to be put to the test. And we're going to see who really has faith, who really believe, and who don't. Because people are going to operate based on what they believe in. If you don't believe your job going to pay you, you're not going to show up. If you don't believe that chair going to hold you up, you're not going to sit in it. If you don't believe that when you order your food, you're going to get it, you wouldn't order your food. It all has to do with belief. People act like it's so hard to believe, but we believe for things every day. When we hit our remote control and hit the on button, we hit the on button because we believe the TV was going to come on with no thought to it. We're so used to operating in belief, but then when we have to like really think about it, we try to act like it's something hard. It's so hard to believe. You do it every day. It is not hard. And we're entering into that season where we're really going to see who believes and who don't. Who's sitting there like, I sure wish I could watch TV, but got a remote next to him. Why you don't turn the TV on? If you really wanted to watch TV and you really believe the remote would turn the TV on, wouldn't you hit the on button? And you're going to hear people, I really wish that I could do this. Why you just don't activate your faith? Because you don't believe. But God's going to use you as an example to show people what it looks like to really have true belief and faith and trust in him and not in what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. Because what you're seeing today could be different tomorrow. Terrence and I are experiencing that. We'd be like, where that building come from? Where that street come from? Overnight, it's just like the landscape. It could just change just like that. So we can't make decisions based on what we see today because tomorrow is a whole different day. Tomorrow is something completely different. And you're going to walk in that and operate on that and let people know, no, I'm not going to go by what I see because what I see ain't what's going to be because God already said what it's going to be. So I know that that's part of the process, but that's not the end result. The end result is whatever God said. And if you operate based on what you see, you're going to be up a creek. You're going to be sitting there trying to figure out what's going on. You're going to be sitting there trying to watch TV with a remote, but don't want to hit the on button and mad.
Yeah.
Just imagine that somebody just being bitter and you just like, what you so bitter for? Because I really want to watch TV. And they got the remote right next to them. You checking the remote, battery's good. And you like, why are you mad? Because everybody else gets to watch TV. I don't want to watch no TV. But the remote's right there. And it works. And you got cable. This is how people operate in life, for real. They be really mad. And the reason why they're not getting the things they want is because of them. Because they're not moving. We can't just be hearers of the word. We got to be doers of the word. But they don't want to do nothing. They heard that a remote control worked, but they don't want to do the work by hitting the on button. How crazy is that? But that's what people do every day. Then they get mad because other people are benefiting, like the other person's so special. No, the other person followed the instructions. And so this is what God is going to do with you. So, Lord, we just thank you for the path. And we thank you, Father God, for using her to show people that you're no respecter of person. All we got to do is what you tell us to do. That's it. We ain't got to sit in the dark if we believe. If you say flip the light switch on, the light's going to... But we be sitting in the dark for no reason. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the path. We thank you for keeping her confidence. And for her keeping her joy and counting it all joy, no matter what things look like, saying, you know what, I'm going to count it all joy because I know what God is doing in my life, and I know what he's told me, I know what I've heard, and I'm going to keep operating just like that no matter what it looks like, because I know that there's nothing else on the other side. There's something beyond this Red Sea. There's a promised land, and I'm going to get through this, and having that bold confidence. So we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a mouthful.
Yes. I feel like I'm in my Red Sea now.
Yeah, I've been there.
I'm trying to hang in there.
Yeah, that's all you can do is just hang in there. I've been there where I'm like, you know, yeah, I'm escaped. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is this? And feel like I'm just against a brick wall. And I'm like, really? Like, dang, did I make a wrong turn? Did I hear wrong? And then it's like God was like a stick of dynamite and now the brick wall gone. So just hold on to what God has told you. Because when we look at all of our Bible heroes, they all had their moments. You know, look at Elijah. He went up against Jezebel, the false prophets of Baal, and he was all bold. And then when she said basically that he was going to be dead by the next day, he took off. You know, David was bold, was able to take down, you know, Goliath and be anointed as king and was feeling some sort of way when Saul kept chasing him. You know, so we all have these moments in life where we're just like, what in the world? Well, we just stick to the course because God would make greatness out of it. He would really bring about greatness out of it in a testimony that cannot be disputed. And people know when you're confident about something. And when you say, man, I really didn't know what was going to happen, but I trusted God, and here I am now, people will know that what you're saying is sincere and know that what you're saying is true. And then your testimony brings power, and it brings people into repentance, and it brings people into the truth of God's word and that he's real. So just keep it on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yep, keep it on. Do you have anything specifically that you need prayer for? Because I'm gonna wrap up, Terrence. I don't know where he went. He probably
went
to go eat. Okay.
I just want prayer to keep my mouth shut because I'm dealing with a lot of stuff on my job and I'm so frustrated because I feel like I'm backed in the corner. I've been a little loose-lipped, and I keep hearing that scripture, keep your mouth closed from her that lie in your bosom, but I'm struggling with it because of my frustration. And prayer that me and my oldest son have a better relationship because he's been disrespectful here lately. And I know he got a call in his life, so I'm just praying that God will pull him back over so he'll start serving the Lord. So that's it.
Okay. What's your son's name?
Terry.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now bring us heart with him, for Kerry, Father God. Lord, give him a holy, reverential fear of you, Father God, and give him the understanding of honoring his mother, and that she loves him, and that she wants what's best for him. So there doesn't need to be the conflict. There doesn't need to be the disrespect, because his mother loves him, and help him to identify that and to see past whatever he's focusing on that's driving him to speak and do things that are displeasing to her. Let him really understand what it means to be obedient and respectful, and just convict him, Father God, when he's not behaving in a way that is pleasing to you. Because above all, Lord, we want him to be pleasing to you. And so help him and his mother have a better relationship, have a strong bond, and where they can look back at these times and just laugh at them. Where he'll say, I don't even know what I was going through, but I'm glad that I'm not there anymore. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for the be like a holy muzzle, Father God, a holy muzzle, and help her to bridle her tongue. Give her the discernment to know when to speak and when not to speak, because we know that we wrestle not with flesh, but with principalities and wickedness in high places. So help her to use that energy to go before you in prayer and to bring down them devils and them demons that are running amok, and that people are allowing to use them to get on her nerves and to frustrate her, and give her the wisdom to know how to deal with the people on a flesh level, what to do, how to, even have fun with it, to be extra nice, to where they'll be like, what in the world's going on? Like, she should be mad. It's not normally how she would act, to where she gives them nothing. She gives them nothing to try to use against her. Help her, Father God, to just do what needs to be done and to give them nothing. Absolutely nothing. Let it roll off of her. Let it not get her goat. Let it not phase her, where she just like, oh, okay. All right, devil, I see you. I got something for you. Because you thought I was about to attack Bob, but I already see that you puppeted Bob, so I'm coming for you. I'm coming for the puller of the string, not the one that's on the string. So help her to do that, Father God. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I receive it.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yes, thank you. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. We know we didn't get to get to many of you, but we're going to go ahead and clear it up. Randy will be on. Call back in about 10 minutes. Hit 1, get into the queue. Wednesdays, he tends to do a message and then pray over everybody. But we know that you all got what you needed tonight, even if we didn't give you a direct word. Terrence had a very powerful message, and I just pray that you're receptive to it. We love you, and until next time, good night.